You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you to Living Word Church. We are located on the corner of Fisk and Dixon Boulevard. We have been there in ministry for over 20 years now. Formerly Celebration Tabernacle Church, but now Living Word Church. Why? Because God said so.
Yes.
He gave the mandate. He gave clear directives that it is time for the new wineskin, because he is pouring out new wine, and he's looking for the new wineskin to pour his wine, and that is Living Word Church. And we have the word for 2026, which is to release the old and embrace the new. And when that word initially came at the end of 2025, we didn't know that we were going to be releasing everything to be able to embrace the new. But here now in the eighth month, we are so glad that we did.
Yes.
We are so glad that Pastor Beckford heard the word clearly, with clarity, was able to articulate it even past the naysayers.
Yeah.
And carry it out with strength and courage. You know, that could have been a big time. This week we were talking about disappointment. That could have been a big time of disappointment.
Yes.
Oh, I put 27, 28 years into Celebration Tabernacle Church, and now the Lord is calling for it, that chapter to end, and turning the page in the story. And you know, it could have been a big time, a disappointment. But instead, because it was God who said it, it's a time of great excitement. And there is proof of the calling. There is proof that we moved in alignment with what God said based off of what we are seeing take place. The new wine is being poured out. So if you're looking for a place where the new wine is flowing, join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Living Word Church.
And it was so beautiful. I know the Holy Spirit educate you that. Mm-hmm. Educate you on what he wants to go. Because we start to write the story. Mm-hmm. And the chapter, mm-hmm. Celebration, was just what chapter mm-hmm. of the story, the great story. Mm-hmm. And Living Word Church is another chapter. Mm-hmm. So now we write in the next chapter of the story mm-hmm. that God is unfolding here. And all, we just a messenger to write that story. And all we can say, thank you, God, that you have chosen us to write it. Mm-hmm. And we are participator of it. Because when God calls you to do something and you don't do it, the consequences might be grave, man. You better do what God. Because he'll move you aside and put somebody else to do it. So you have to say, yes, Lord, and I'm glad. And we have the fruit of it going into 8 months. Mm-hmm. And we see the great change and how this thing really. And then I say to myself, what if we didn't?
Yeah.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Now, I said, man, what if we didn't? Mm-hmm. So if God is calling you to do something, you have to push past your own desire and your selfish way of thinking, and get into what God would have you to do.
And that puts us to our third question for this week.
Yeah.
Do you need fresh strength to trust God again? So usually fresh strength is found in obedience.
Oh, come on.
In pure, authentic obedience to what God said. A lot of times we get weary or we get discouraged and disappointed because we put our own spin on things and we're trying to do it our way. And then we want God to go back and to bless it.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works. When we're operating in what he said, his way, it is already blessed.
Yes. And so if the answer is yes, do you need fresh strength to trust God again? Do you need that? If that question fits you, then we can tell you where the answer is. The answer is found in Jesus Christ. That's where the answer is found. And he already tells us earlier, he says, come unto me, all ye that are labored. Come unto me, all those who have labored and heavy laden. And cumbered with all kind of loads. We have it. He said, come unto me. Because when you come to me, I will give you rest. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So on this morning devotional here with us as a family and here talking to you, they make your day count. Radio family, if you are burdened down, if you have so much weight, we're telling you where to find the answer. It is in Jesus Christ.
Lamentations 3:22 says, his mercies are new every morning. So I always think to myself whenever I get discouraged, no matter how bad things are, I say, you know what? The sun will rise every morning. That is a fact. And no matter how bad things are, and just remember, whatever you're going through, it's just a season. We go through seasons in life, and this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And you always have to keep an optimistic attitude, and also we have to also speak faith. If we speak negative, negative is going to come, but if we speak positive, positive will come.
Yes, and look, here's a very encouraging thought. God will help us in every season of life.
Amen.
There's help from God in every season of life. If we can only stand firm in the trial, and fix our eyes on Jesus. If we can only stand firm in the trial, fixing our eyes and Jesus. Paul said something in his writing. He says, one thing I have done, forgetting those things which are behind me. And I am fixing, I'm pressing towards the mark of the higher calling. It's very important. Here's Paul. Mm-hmm. He's telling, he has to get his mind of disappointment. Mm-hmm. That's why he says. He says, one thing I do, I forget the things. I put them behind me. I'm not looking back to all the stuff that I have done.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you, not being a Christian doesn't mean you never get tired. Get upset, you never hurt, you never cry. That's not what that's being human.
Yes.
What it is we know where to go. And then how to fix ourselves and how to keep our eyes focused on God. It's not about being perfected by any stretch of the imagination. Just put the news on. Things happen all the time. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And yes, we're going to get upset. Yes, we're going to get disappointed. That's a given. But as long as we know where to go and how to put a cork on it and then say, no, this is the way I'm going to do it. And just take a deep breath. And let God lead, and everything is going to be okay because he's in control, and we have to put our full trust in him that no matter what, he's the one that's in control.
Yes, there's a song way back there. all of you, you might know my age now when I tell you. Someone said, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And he says, as you turn your eyes and look in his face, the things of this world will what? Grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
And that reminds me of a story in the Bible. I have to just tell you, I always tell the story, and I may have said it again over here, but they were on a boat, Jesus and the disciples. And Peter, big shot Peter, he wanted to walk on the water like Jesus because he saw him coming.
Yeah.
And so he said, Lord, I want to walk on the water. And Jesus said, come. And he got out of the boat, and he did walk on the water, and he had his eyes fixed on Jesus, and he stayed above the water. But then all of a sudden, the thunder, the lightning, the waves came. He turned his head and he took his eyes off of Jesus and he looked around. And that was when he fell. And that's so symbolic of what happens to us. If we keep our eyes focused on God, we'll stay above. But as long as we turn around and we look at everything around us, we're going to fall.
Yeah.
And that's just a given. Like I always say, we're human. We're here in this world and we have to know how to navigate it. But we also know how where the help comes from.
When we look onto Jesus, we're looking onto the solution. And when we're looking to the solution, the problems will fade away.
Yes.
You know, when we're looking at the problems, they just multiply, multiply, multiply.
They just multiply more. Yeah.
But when we look onto the solution, it causes the problems to fade away. You know, and it gives us clarity in what to do, how to be able to navigate. Because that's what we're doing. We're navigating through our life. We're navigating in the precepts that he has laid for each and every one of us individually. We're navigating a course. It tells us in Ephesians that he already went beforehand. He already laid the pathway. He already set everything in order for us. And now we have to navigate in the way.
Yes. So look unto Jesus. Why? Because he's the what? Author, and he's the finisher of our faith. So when we feel weak, when we feel that life has taken its toll upon us, taking everything upon us, we can look to him because there's always help. There's always strength in Jesus Christ. There's always hope in him. There's always courage we can get from him. There's always perseverance we can get when we look unto Jesus. And so I say on this morning, may our faith endure until we see the promise fulfilled. May our faith endure until we see the promise fulfilled. The promise of God's word for our life, what? Fulfilled. And, but it's the enduring faith. That's it on this morning. So I encourage you not to give up. I encourage you that you can get fresh strength because his mercy is new every day. Every day. That's why we say on the radio, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There's fresh strength.
Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, The Christian Voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them